Hey everyone, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. You are now in the company of a Biblical Sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Avera Kennedy. And so I want to start where I left off, and I want to share this message that I gained from the Holy Spirit. And it reads, outside of God's will, the world is programmed to mislead and falsely inform, which falsely liberates and accumulates innocent casualties along the way. However, it is who Christ was sent to as well. And what I mean by that is that the world has this false narrative, the land of opportunity. Yes, this is a land of opportunity, but not through man. The Bible says man cannot live off of bread alone, but off every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And the words of God is clearly that man can do nothing without God. Man can do with God. With God, man can do all things. All things is possible through man. If he is connected or she is connected to God. And I feel as though God is saying the world has stirred up this false illumination of who we are and belonging in the world. God has already established us for who we are, and the world has tried to reestablish us for who the world wants to define us as, and that will never work out for the best in our favor if we believe the things of the world, because we don't belong to the world. And even for those people that we see in the media, they don't belong to the world either. And it doesn't matter, you know, we hear a lot of, we're hearing so, like, listen to how much more we are hearing that people sold their souls. First of all, you can't sell something that was first of all, the world wants us to believe that you can sell your soul, right? However, God has said, you have not, or we, rather, have not chosen him, but he chose us. So no matter what mistake you make, no matter what mistake you've made, the devil is not written in the book of life to win. God's word is that the devil is defeated. So even if the devil deceives many, whoever they may be, the devil will never be granted to win over those God has chosen as his own. And that is not something that even when we ask for salvation and all these things, even when we gather in faith, all these things God is inviting us to, because he wants us to know that these are things that was already given before we even got here. So no matter what age you're in, no matter what age you are when you find God, the bottom line is he was with you all along until you saw for yourself that you are from the light of God. And so it doesn't matter what religion people are in. God knows his sheep, the word says, and he will dwell with you, not by your own approval. Even though the word says, you know, even though when you go to church, they say you have to say this and you have to say that. But listen, God is not banking on what we say, because he knows that we are imperfect. He knows that we will say a lot of things and still make mistakes. And guess what? He has made a way for us. despite all of those things. And here we have, here we live in a world that that make rules and laws, and they don't, they cannot stick to them. They make excuses why they can't. In here, God, he creates a whole world, a whole humanity, by his spirit and by his words. And he sticks to what he says. And whether people agree or disagree, whether people are taught to hate God or hate those who worship God, that's not our business. It's not even something that we need to make time for. What we have to make time for is establishing our mindset so that we don't get caught up in the traps that society has planted in people who are very hateful, who don't know who they are, who don't want to know who they are, and who would rather be a enemy of war with the truth. And that doesn't really has to do with us. It's just that the fact of the matter is that we are born of the truth, not of our own doing. We are connected to God, not by our own doing. It's not even, you can't, even if you say the sinner's prayer, even if you say all those things, that is not why we are connected to God. We are connected to God because of one thing. He loves us. And that's the word that God stands on that saves us from sin, is that his love is beyond our faults. And so, but the faults of those who dwell in darkness, that's not even our, that's really not our concentration in for life. Because the word says that we are children of God and we are called to speak life over dead things. And so once we can accept who we are, we can then be able to establish within our own selves and within our own selves and pass it down to our children. You know, and guess what? Our children is not perfect. They're not going to be perfect because it's so much set up to cause us to turn away from God. Yet God understands that. But he has the power in himself to deal with the things that work against us and turn us against the truth, that tries to turn us. And even when we were out in the world, and even when things were got, everything was gotten us in a misleading way, he was there, and he knew the way out. And so, And I want to share this also with the Holy Spirit shared with me, for any of his children to take a L. The perpetuator who calls the L suffers as well, because we are not called to take L's. We are called to be undefeated. We are called to be resurrected out of the hatefulness of the world to which we were introduced into. And so, in any other thing that's been introduced in our lives that took away from the innocence and the pureness of our lives, God reconciles us just by a simple word, love. Love reconciled us from all the things that people try and will try and have tried to do to keep us bound to the darkness and as far away from the truth, so we would never have the faith and operate in it and bring ourselves into a light that God destined, and a liveliness that God destined as well. So stay tuned for part